Hey, what's going on, everybody? You listen to Sega Station. This man has a nickname, always ought to say with no shame. Tuesday, March 16, 2021. Hope all is well out there, everybody. Hope everyone's staying safe. Nick Seglin here. You're listening to Sega Station Podcast. Got some company coming through today as well. Really pumped to see if this actually comes through. My old roommate, Zay Miles, back from the good old South Carolina, Coastal Carolina days. Been trying to link up with this boy for a minute. 7:45, a few minutes from now. Looking forward to doing so. One day closer to March Madness. NFL free agency has been wild. And you got great NBA going on tonight across TNT. 11 games, or 7 games, I believe, tonight, actually. So a lot of good sporting events tonight. Looking forward to just linking up with my boy here, old roommate. Been trying to get him on the podcast, just shout him out for a second. He's been doing a lot of great things, inspiration for me, once again, drawing a lot of inspiration from people that I've run into in my life, and I'm looking forward to trying to get a little of what he's doing, my boy Zay, here on the podcast. Sports have been great, heading back to work, so figured I'd try and get a little something in before I did so. Right now, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Sega Straight Talk Microphone. It's always direct. Time to reflect. Appreciate all love and support for the podcast. As always, follow along on my Instagram or Twitter page at Sega Station. Also got a live version up of the podcast up on my Twitch. It's _Segi_G. And got the podcast out on Spotify, Podbean, Anchor, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. Hopefully get your podcast there. All the love and support means the world as always. Let's see what's good with my dude Zay. If he's here, if I can get him in here. Hey! Oh, yes! Hello. Yes! Yo, I'm so happy you're here right now. My guy!
What up, bro?
My guy!
What up, man?
All right, let me tell you something. Yo, appreciate you taking the time to come through and talk with me, bro. I've been trying to get this for a minute. I swear to God, I do this. I can do this because of the fact that you taught me how to be able to get into a mic and just be able to talk into a mic with some headphones on. It's been a minute, dude. I've been doing this. I haven't talked to you much. But I do want to say this. Ever since I left college, right after I left college, my mom's passed. You know that. You were the one of the first people that reached out to me from school, from South Carolina. Obviously, we go way back, roommates, everything.
Yeah.
And then I recently saw the tragedy that happened to you and your family. So I obviously had to reach out and send my condolences as well. But I just wanted to let you know that I'm always thinking of you. I'm glad that you're actually coming through on the pod. And part of me being able to do this is because of you. And I always got to rep you out. What's good, my guy? How you doing, though?
What's up, bro? I'm good, man. I'm blessed, man. You already know, man. Hey, I was pointing to you early. You already know I was pointing to you early. I seen what you was working with. I seen what you had coming. That's a blessing to have, dog. You already know.
Dude,
I already know, man.
I appreciate it for sure. It started when I followed into your music, bro, for real. Like, I still got the CD you gave me. I still try and stay tuned in on your music. So I just want to know what's good with all that. Like, you still obviously doing that. Is there anywhere I can check that out? What's good? Tune me in on that.
It's all on Apple Music, all platforms. Yeah, I mean, YouTube. I got a new video on YouTube, little R&B joint. What else I got? I got some more stuff on YouTube. It's all there, man. I'm actually, you know, with everything I've been through in the last month, it kind of put me on a little pause, but it's really just getting my things together, getting everything together, come back out with something more fire right before my birthday. You know, my birthday coming up in May.
Yep.
So I got to come with something crazy. So, yeah, everything is there. Apple Music, Spotify, all that, all platforms, Zay Miles. You go to Instagram, follow me on Instagram, Miles and Runner. I actually got a photography business now, MNR Visions. So, you know what I'm saying? If you need anything, you need me to fly out there, get you some pics.
Yo, word up. I definitely been following you on Instagram. I've been seeing all your videos. I'll definitely have to check out I definitely have to check out your shit on Apple Music and Spotify, though. For real, I finally got mine my pod out on Spotify, so that's dope. I appreciate your support, for real, though.
You thought about getting on Apple?
Yeah, I'm working on trying to figure out how to even do that. Like, I don't even know. Like, bro, I'm still learning for sure. It's just been a blessing, like you said, to be able to follow a dream, bro. Like, I seen you doing that, for real. I did want to ask you, though, straight up, you still down in the good old South Carolina land there?
Man, I'm actually in North Carolina. I'm in Charlotte.
Charlotte?
I'm in Charlotte, bro.
Oh.
I've been here about a year and a half.
Oh, wow. That's wild. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, it's the same thing. Let me just say, obviously, it's been different across the country, no matter where you're at with this COVID. I just want to check in and see how y'all doing with that. How's the area? Obviously, it's been up and down everywhere. Have you been good? Everything good? What's good?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, everything, I'm straight, man. Really, my people been straight. I'm better than my pops. That was the only thing. But really, like, area-wise, boy, they just lifted the mask. Like, make sure you got to have the mask laws. They just lifted that in North Carolina. I think they lifted it in South Carolina, too. So you ain't got to wear masks no more. But, I mean, you see, as far as the South that I know, a lot of people, I feel like they want to take it as serious as it could have been, as it is, really.
Yeah.
So, like, especially Myrtle Beach, man. I've been to Myrtle Beach a couple times over the last 6 months, and I mean, it's no mask. They don't worry about masking anything. They don't. It's no stress over there. Like, they not worry about nothing. And it's just like, man, y'all got to open your eyes a little bit, man, because y'all got a lot of people that come through here, like tourists and everything else. You don't want them to come down and get sick and, you know what I'm saying, have to go back where they're going or go back home with it. But, like, far as South Carolina, North Carolina, I mean, it haven't been too bad down here. Charlotte was bad at one point. I say, like, last year it was pretty bad at one point, but I think it's easing up now. I think everything's getting up now.
That's absolutely wild. Yeah, everything's easing up everywhere because obviously more people are getting vaccinated. And it's been a long time, man. I mean, obviously it affected sports and it's affected obviously music, right? You haven't been able to probably do as many big-time like indoor things.
Any of the shows and stuff, man. Really all the shows and stuff been shut down. Unless you're going to Atlanta. Atlanta not really worried about anything right now.
Are you still not able to do any of that?
Basically jurisdiction as far as wearing masks and everything. But they started to open some shows up. I actually went to a show last week. It was a rap show. They had a big name artist come through. A dude named Ruben Vincent. He from Charlotte. And they did like a heel and I went up there and it was pretty straight. But other than that, I mean, yeah, they starting to open up now. But it literally just opened like last week.
True.
Like, last week was the first week that, you know, everything really came together.
Bro, Your pops got COVID, bro?
Yeah, man. My pops ended up getting COVID. When was it? He passed last month. He probably got COVID like 3 weeks before he passed, like 4 weeks before he passed.
That is.
And it just took him out, man. I mean, he was a warrior about it. You know, he was a soldier about it, but at the same time, that stuff is no joke, especially because he was a diabetic. So it kind of like, you know, as far as diabetics, that's more of like, the problematic ones that really, if they get it, is really no turning back. So he ended up getting it, and shit, it's happened that way.
I'm so sorry to hear that, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't no pressure, man. You know, it happens. It happens. Really, life and the choices and how God worked everything out. But at the same time, you just got to keep moving. Stay prayed up. Stay out the way.
Yeah,
you
I feel you.
Me, how you and your brother doing, man? Your family, everybody good? Good.
Yeah, we're straight. Yeah, everybody's been good. None of us. We've been all healthy, bro. Like I haven't gotten sick at all. None of my family's been sick. My grandma passed, but she didn't get COVID. She didn't pass a COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, like everything's been straight, bro. Okay. For real. It's been as good, like you said, it's been as good as it can be, and I try and keep that same mentality based upon, you know, people like you that I met that have kind of given me that mentality. And, you know, it's just It's incredible, man, to honestly link up. It's been a minute, but I knew I wanted to get you on here, and then you told me, you know, all right, maybe Tuesday, and I know how things work and shit. Like, you got to work and this and that, and linking up is right. Tough, but and you give me the time to come on, but I started thinking. I hit up Austin too. I started thinking about like all the shit we done going back to before I got kicked out of housing, and we are miking up in the room like late night, dog, like doing some wild, yo, like all your boys up in there. And here's the thing. I need to ask you this because we're on this type of level where I'm able to ask you this. And obviously, if you're not even following Mad Sports, you're able to see obviously the athletes and everything that went on in 2020 with the social justice and everything with the police brutality. And here's my thing, bro. We've talked about this on a personal level way more than we need to on here. But I feel like when we were talking about it then, it almost seems a little more divided now. I do think the athletes are providing an incredible and using their platform at an incredible level. I mean, we saw them impact the election, and we see them using their voice on an every night basis, where I think it's incredible. But I would say that the overall society is just, it's not right. Like, it's not right, bro. And it genuinely bothers me knowing that even a guy like me, you know me, a guy that comes from a place that's not really filtered with a ton of African-American people, it doesn't mean we can't all get along. It doesn't mean we can't be equal and all be same people if we do get to meet up. And if there's one person that I met that it's been able to elevate it in my perspective, it's you. So I needed to get you on here because, to be honest, I think that's what I've been trying to preach. Just equality. Just everybody has a right to do whatever they want to do and get supported and have that passion. And I've really grown to know that because of our friendship, bro. Because of what you and me have talked about. And I'll always appreciate you for that. Straight up. Oh, yeah. Straight up.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you straight up. I want to... We've been on removed now. We graduated college, bro. Isn't this crazy? Almost now 5 years ago, bro. We getting old out here. We getting old. But straight up, like, I feel like now it's all messed up. Like, you can blame it on who was in that president. A lot of people will. A lot of people have their opinions on that. I can keep it away from that and just say, yo, like, why aren't people just treated all equally? And what's going on here with everybody having the problems between one another based on your skin in the year 2020? Like, that to me is just a problem, man. I really feel that way.
It's just, you gotta think about this. Like I told you before, when we talking on a personal level, like, at the same time, I feel as it is separated right now. And the reason why is because the stuff that, the events that have been happening over time, it's just a buildup of events. Like, the police brutality, everything else that come with it, it's just a buildup over time. But at the same time, I'm a personal person. It's like you is. Like, at the end of the day, we feel what we feel. But like I said, when I come from where I come from, and knowing knowing that loving you just as well as I love my brother, probably going, but at the same time, I'm going to go through it. Everybody not thinking like that right now.
Yeah, I agree.
Think about everything that's attacking us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not even like to the point where it's attacking us, but it's like, it's a target. It's really a target on the African-American culture.
Yeah, no, I agree, but that's where I find it interesting, because not everyone is like you and I in that regard, where we can connect in that way, and that is special. But at the same time, yo, I used to chill with some of your boys. Not that we were tight, but everything was cool. Right. Everything was cool. There was never no issues. Everything was straight. Right. We used to ball. Me and DJ, one of the best. Shit, we used to be doing hella good shit, bro. Like, how's your boy DJ doing, yo? You see him or what?
Hey, man, DJ is great. He at the crib. He back at home. He back in the hometown doing good. He working hard, doing good, getting his stuff together.
Word.
But yeah, but like I said, though, think about that, though. Look about that time, and you said back then, Right now, it ain't the same, bro.
That's really what I'm saying.
It really ain't the same.
That's what I'm saying. Isn't that wild? Five years, bro.
5 years ago, we was all kicking it like it wasn't nothing. Now it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's such a situation every time you go out somewhere with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like you can have it in the back of your mind right these days. You know what I'm saying? But it's like at the end of the day, I mean, it kind of comes with it because you got to think about our parents. Our parents probably had that same feeling back then when they was doing, you know what I'm saying, when they was having a good time. They probably saying now, like, hey, man, it just ain't.
Yeah.
It ain't the same, bro. It comes with the time. It comes with technology. Everything is posted. Everything is on the net. Everybody is getting it right in their face.
Yeah. Very true.
So those emotions, like, not too much. I mean, we had all, you know, Instagram and all that back then, but we went too into it like that. We was more into our people. You know what I'm saying? Like, connecting with people for real.
Yeah. How's the rest of all y'all boys that you we used to chill with and shit? Everybody's good? Everybody you been like mixing
Dreek,
with?
Dreek?
Yeah, Dreek. Yeah.
Yeah, Dreek's great. Hey, Dreek, he back at something now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he back at something.
So now Everybody's in South Carolina besides you?
Yeah.
You up in North Carolina by yourself?
Nah, I got a couple of my homeboys that was with me. You remember Devin?
Yeah. Wait, yo, hold on. What about, oh my God, why can't I remember his name right now? He used to come over all the time, yo. Oh my God. Why can't I remember his name, bro? He used to do all the computer work, yo. Oh, yeah, it's got to be Kevin.
That's the only one I know. You're talking about he had the camera and shit.
Yeah. How's he? Yeah, okay. What's good with Kevin? He's straight? Good.
Taking his time, we.
Word. How much you been following anything going on in sports?
He got his own little podcast on. He do like little recordings. He's great.
What's good? You been following any of the sports or what?
Man, you know I ain't been following no sports like that. But you know who my team is, the Cowboys. You know how them boys do. I did see them boys sign Dak back. So I ain't really tripped. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really tripped. And I just seen that Drew Brees retired, so.
Yeah, shout him out. That's pretty dope.
I definitely ain't tripping off. Yo, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Let me tell you something. Let's get a good. Here's a good one. How you feel about that Dak deal, though? For real, I want to know.
He deserve it.
All right, that's fine. Does that mean you're gonna win a Super Bowl, though? You think?
Man, come on, man. Now I hope we win the Super Bowl, but you know me and you know Dak. If they don't, first off, I feel as this. You know. If they don't have the right offensive line for the boys to do what they got to do, it ain't going to work. And defense. The defense is probably about, 75 overall if they was on Madden in real life. It's not going to get them to the Super Bowl if they don't step up. They got a little offensive core. They got the good receiving core right now that can do what they got to do. But everybody else got to step up. Because he might say he's 100%, but – nobody's 100% after an injury. So, I got the same feeling every year. I pray we get to the Super Bowl and make the fast playoffs. But hey, man, hey, long.
Yo.
We beat the Giants. Right?
Yo.
Long we beat the Giants.
Yo, here's the deal. You overpaid for Dak. You got a bunch of overdudes that are overpaid. And you ain't gonna win the Super Bowl, bro. That's gonna be tough, yo. I mean, good for Dak, yo. He got his money. I'm not ever taking away people's bread, but like, damn. As a fan of that team, that's gotta be tough to see that dude getting that type of deal.
Bro, it's at this point, man. It's to the point where it's Jerry Jones' team, bro. You can't. It's nothing else to say. It's Jerry Jones' team.
Yeah, but he's gotta get. Yo, this is the thing, dude. And I don't think he's gonna get it done, but like. He's after even I saw his press conference, he's got to win you a Super Bowl, in my opinion, in these next, whatever his contract are. And if he can't even win the division, which I think that is up for grabs, in my opinion, with what we're seeing this offseason, it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, for sure. We'll have to check back on that.
I'm praying it, dude. I'm praying at least a division, though. At least that is, man, he got his money worth.
You about to fill out a bracket in our challenge for the pod here?
Yeah, man. I was just filling it out, man.
Word.
But I like. I'm gonna tell you who I like though.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm gonna tell you who I like the whole way through. I'm going with. I really like Ohio State the whole way through.
To win it all.
To win it all.
Wow, you sound like wow. If Ohio State wins it all, that'd be wild.
Yeah, hey, man, I'm really like, because, you know, I'm actually a Duke fan, but Duke's not in it at this point. Ohio State is my next one.
Yeah, that'll be, I'm pumped to just have March Madness back, just not having it last year.
Right, exactly.
Crazy not having Duke in the tournament, though, and Kentucky first time since 1976, and then also... Right. Just a wild setup with the COVID situation and everything seeded differently. Michigan, a one seed for the first time since Juwan Howard was a sophomore, and now he's coaching. A lot of wild storylines. You got Gonzaga. Yo, Gonzaga's 26-0. They're undefeated, going for an undefeed.
Yeah, I just seen that they're number one. I was like, Gonzaga?
That's yeah, wild. Bro. They got a bunch of crazy storylines. Cade Cunningham is a baller. There's a bunch of good players in this tournament.
Man, tell me this. Is Auburn in the tournament this year?
I don't think so, brother. Alabama is, though. Bro, Alabama is balling and playing good football. That's wild.
That's crazy. That's wild. That's
literally wild.
Damn, man.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I watched the Super Bowl, man.
How you feel about that?
I watched it, man. You know what I want to say about it. Tom Brady got it all. Tied in his hands, bro. It's just too much, bro. Tom Brady had it tied in his hands the whole time. And it's Brady. They not going to let Brady go to the Super Bowl and lose. The man himself is not going to let Brady go to the Super Bowl and lose. I mean, matter of fact, let me tell you something. You know what I've been doing? I've been doing the scorecards. You know, the cards, bet on the cards and all that. Right, when the season started.
Is betting legal in North Carolina? Sportsbook and shit?
I think you can bet on the scorecards. I don't know. I don't think it actually is because they got a casino in Asheville, North Carolina.
All right.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was doing the cards, man, and that's when I really figured this stuff is rigged, bro. It's rigged. It's certain. First off, one decision. It changed your whole life. Everybody knows that. One is in the thing your whole life, bro. This stuff is rigged. What I mean rigged, how is it that if I need a 3 or 4 point spread, I literally don't get it in the last 15 seconds of the game? How is that? How is that, bro?
Hey, I'll say this. My dad, I haven't had him on the podcast yet. He's been trying to tell me sports have been rigged for the past 40, 50 years. Here's the thing. I don't want to go as far to say that sports are rigged, but I'm certainly questioning some of the things that happen for sure, unfortunately. Now, the only reason that I think we call Tom Brady the GOAT is because of his accolades and because of obviously him winning Super Bowls and all that. I don't think he's the greatest of all time because of his play. Like, even if you go look at this year and you go look at some of the Super Bowls he won, I mean, this man did not win Super Bowls because he was out there absolutely destroying and being elite. Like, the times he did that, he lost in the Super Bowl. So... Right. Here's my thing. He's carried by defense, running game. He's also carried by other teams messing up. And this postseason was no different. And I'll say this, bro. The Packers not going for it on fourth down in that situation with Aaron Rodgers not running into the end zone. That right there, I needed to call potentially rigged. And a lot of people, including my friends, are going to say, oh, no, no, no. And I'm like, dude, then what is he doing? And why aren't they going for it when every other team in that situation went for it?
Exactly. You know what situation that caused? That caused for the situation where Russell Wilson was supposed to hand that ball off.
Exactly. 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 Bro, don't even bring up that. And the fact that they won a game in which, in the Super Bowl, they were down 28-3 at halftime. It's literally incredible to me. So when we talk about this, man, in my opinion, we forget to mention all that. All we mention is, oh, 7 Super Bowl wings. And oh, look, he did 6 with Bill Belichick, greatest coach of all time. Look what the Patriots were. And now, oh, he did it without Bill Belichick on the Bucs. Dude, they ended up having the best defense in playoffs basically all time, arguably, when you go and throw it up with a few of these. And running backs had a big influence in that. Wide receivers, obviously all the weapons. I mean, dude, it was not just Tom Brady. And everyone trying to say that they're about to just run it back and win another Super Bowl. That's crazy to me. That's absolutely crazy to me.
The penalties killed the Chiefs that game. They killed the Chiefs that game. And it was not, and it's crazy. You know what's crazy? We actually had one guy literally went to a high school that's probably like, I said like 15, 20. He went to the same high school as my brother did. And he played like special teams in the Super Bowl this year. So I was going for the Chiefs. But it was just like, man, at this point, like y'all are getting beat by penalties. And y'all also getting beat off the line receiving core wise. They was getting beat off the line receiving core wise. But it was like the penalties killed them, man. Penalties killed them. And that was it. That was it, bro.
I mean, yeah, not only that, but that was probably one of the worst Super Bowls of all time, if not the worst that I've ever watched. Like, goddamn, like, you couldn't even block a guy. Like, damn, that shit seemed a little messed up to me. Yeah. I'm like, yo, what's going on?
There was no block.
I don't know what the deal was.
That gave Mahomes no time. But, you know, wasn't it like COVID that kind of knocked some of the offensive linemen out?
Yeah,
like,
but
two that never started before.
Probably. Yeah. It was all, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened. No one will ever talk about that though. Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. You been following any of the hoops at all? LeBron, James Harden to the Nets?
Yeah. I mean, I like LaMelo out of Charlotte.
For real though.
I like LaMelo down in Charlotte. I'm loving that right now. I ain't gonna lie. I like Dallas.
You think LaMelo and the Hornets make the playoffs?
Oh yeah, they should make the playoffs this year. If they keep rolling how they rolling, they'll make the playoffs.
Yeah,
they definitely make the playoffs.
I agree.
I wouldn't knock them at all for that one. They'll definitely make the playoffs. Because LaMelo is really bringing a different atmosphere to the game down here, bro. Like, I believe if COVID wasn't as bad as it was, or like, you know, we're in like a regular setting.
Yeah.
Charlotte would be so lit right now.
How far are you from like the actual stadium?
I'm probably like 15 minutes. I used to work. Literally across from the stadium at the Epicenter.
That's wild.
You know, yeah, I used to work at the Epicenter last year.
That's sick. Where are you at now?
Carvana.
For real? Right? Yeah, right in Charlotte?
Yeah, I'm actually at the one. I started off at the one in Charlotte, and I'm actually at the one in Concord now.
Oh, word.
Yeah, they just built another one in Concord.
Oh, so yo, I used to. Oh, word. All right.
Yeah.
That's fire.
It's dope, man.
I was telling a buddy the other day how I missed my roommate bringing home fucking backpack full of chicken filet sandwiches and nuggets.
Going crazy, bro. The dude that worked with me today, he was telling me how you work that Chick-fil-A. I'm like, bro, you don't know. I used to come home with Chick-fil-A.
Backpack full, baby. Let's go.
Book bag full of sandwiches, boy.
Oh, that was a plug, my guy.
Yeah, bro.
Those were the times. Just want to say where we were at, top floor was where it was at, baby. Top floor. That's where it was going down, baby. That's where it was going down, baby.
Hey, you already know, bro. You already know.
My guy.
Hey, we was having, man.
Yo, you been, man. Yo, you gonna get a P5? You been gaming? You been playing any NBA, 2K? What's good?
I ain't getting no P5, man. What I look like getting a P5?
What do you got? What you got, Xbox?
Xbox. I still got the Xbox, bro.
All right.
Hey, tell me what you want. You on that FIFA, though?
Yeah, I've been playing FIFA. I got P5, though.
Oh, they ain't got crossplay yet for FIFA. Dang.
Wait, you got Xbox? You got the new Xbox, though?
No.
You just you can get the new one, probably.
I get the new one, yeah.
All right, when you...
Is it going to crossplay?
Nah, but it might. But if you do, my brother has a new one, so we can play FIFA on that.
Oh, word. Oh, yo, word. Say live.
Let me know. Again. Yeah, let me know when you do.
Say live. We can do that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Hey, dude, there's just been so much going on in sports with the tournament, football, NBA. It's been wild. But realistically, I just wanted to catch up and see you, dude. This was dope as hell. I appreciate you doing this for me.
You know what, man. Appreciate you, dog. You already know how we is, man. I was just talking about you last week. I was like, bro, I was talking to you about my old lady. I was like, dog, my dog Nick, man.
What's good? So you gonna be able to do a show soon? And you got some new music coming out? You're thinking soon or what?
Yeah, I got some new music coming out. I'm trying to shoot it for next month, but I'm gonna have a show in May on my birthday.
All right.
That week on my birthday.
Yeah, all right, keep me tuned in. Don't be such a stranger, guy.
I ain't, man. You know I got you, bro. You know I got your number.
I didn't have your number for a minute. Yeah. Word. All right, glad you got to come through and link up, bro. We'll catch up hopefully soon. You stay blessed. Right, we'll catch up. Keep a G, guy.
You know it, bro. Love, man.
Much love, Zay. Peace, kid. Hey, my guy, Zay. Be right back in a Seggy station. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back. Seggy station is brought up by Callie's Love. A man's best friend is his dog. Shout out to Rescue Mutt to many, but a life-saving companion to me. To me, nothing promotes true home happiness in a household, but I love a companion of a pet. Especially at a time like this. Get yourself a little pet friend like mine at your local animal shelter, pound, or nursery. Save their life and then just might save yours. Now it's time for your Sports Center update. Had to take Callie to the vet this afternoon. Not her favorite place to go. Saints release veteran cornerback Janoris Jenkins. Move will save $7 million in cap space. They also release Emmanuel Sanders. Panthers use the franchise tag on offensive tackle Tyler Morton. The offensive tag franchise is expected to be between $13.5 and $14 million. Bucks agree to a two-year $25 million extension with linebacker Devontae David. Also franchise tagging Chris Godwin. A lot of free agency moves made in the NFL. Mainly the Patriots stealing the show, and we'll have something to say about that. A flurry of moves that I could read off right now, but I'll save them to kind of run through and for the post. Louis Oosthuizen gave away his driver to a junior fan and went 3-wood, 3-wood eagle on number 16. That is some class. Bills reached an agreement with guard John Feliciano on a 3-year deal worth up to $17 million before he become a free agent. After agreeing with a deal with linebacker Matt Milano, also reaching a deal with offensive lineman Darrell Williams, they're going to keep their offensive line slightly intact there in Buffalo. Bears plan on taking a big swing at Russell Wilson, and a lot of rumors swirling around, obviously, Russell Wilson and the Seahawks right now. Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon Zappers have been eliminated from the Fan Control Football League playoffs. They lost 32-6 to the Wild Aces. Boxing legend Marvelous Marvin Hagler passed away this past weekend, the age of 66. He was the undisputed champion from 1980 to 87, one of the greatest boxers to ever do it. Rest in peace, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Aaron Jones reaches a 4-year, $48 million, $13 million signing bonus Tuesday in Green Bay with the Packers. College basketball's only undefeated women's team isn't going to the NCAA tournament because of an odd rule. California Baptist, 24-0, Western Athletic Conference tournament champions will not be getting an NCAA bid. NCAA did need to have the replacements in by 6 p.m., didn't see anything on it, so tournament looks like it's good to go. First four on Thursday, first round beginning at noon on Friday. Saw six officials testing positive for the virus, but no news on any players regarding the tournament and the virus yet. Tuning back in, Nick Seguin here, Seg Station Podcast. My guy Zay Miles coming through, talking a little bit of sports, a little bit of life with me. Much love, my old roommate in college. Pleasure linking up, getting him on a podcast. Real inspiration to me. Just incredible brother for sure, and incredible to share some conversations on the podcast with some stuff he's been going through over the past couple of months. Thoughts and prayers to you and your family, brother. Much love to you. Glad you made it on the podcast. Hopefully we can do that again for sure. That was fire. Before I get out of here, I'll do a little couple solo rips, and we'll see what I can come up with here. So I was telling the boys, NFL free agency was wild. Didn't see the Giants doing too much until I saw that we reached an agreement with Leonard Williams after tagging him, which I thought was a waste of a tag. I mean, we lost Dalvin Thompson to the Vikings, in which we could have, in my opinion, used the tag on Dalvin Thompson if we were able to reach a long-term agreement with Leonard Williams, which we were able to do basically 3 or 4 days after we placed the tag on him. The deal with Leonard Williams is a 3-year, $63 million deal. And we lost Dalvin Thompson to a 2-year, $22 million deal, $16 million fully guaranteed with the Minnesota Vikings, which I am very upset about. We did also sign John Ross III, who is joining the Giants on a 1-year, $2.5, $1 million guaranteed deal, hoping we can still get a veteran guy such as Kenny Galladay, but hearing a lot of interesting rumors about him coming out of the Lions organization, and obviously injuries he's had to deal with, and obviously a flurry of talent at wide receiver in the draft. So hopefully the Giants address it there, getting Daniel Jones some weapons, but we clearly need to get him some more. Not sure John Ross III is the guy, but a deep threat who could potentially revitalize his career with the G-Men. Just in general, Giants not making the type of splash I'd like to see, even though they're still doing something in regards to bringing back Leonard Williams, trying to get some weapons in there for Daniel Jones, hopefully Saquon Barkley coming back. Saw Devontae Booker coming in there from the Las Vegas Raiders to hopefully back up a healthy Saquon Barkley. Could be a nice two-headed, potentially three-headed monster, depending on what happens with Wayne Gallman, but what he did this past year. Hopefully we'll get him some money going forward. Not sure the Giants are going to put out that money. It'll be interesting to see how the rest of this free agency goes for my Giants heading into the April 29 draft, in which I think we need to get some serious weapons on the offensive side of the ball for Daniel Jones, a year that is crucial for him in the success of his career, in my opinion. So, had to start with the Giants, but the biggest news coming out of free agency by far is the New England Patriots throwing all types of money all over the joint, particularly $200 million in the initial couple hours of free agency, in which in the past three seasons alone, they haven't even put out $200 million in free agency. The Patriots are out here doing things that we really normally don't see them do. And in my opinion, not only does it say in which this is desperation mode for Bill Belichick, but it shows that he's admitting that, hey man, my team is just not good enough to compete in which we need it to. Also, the fact that, yeah, I'm kind of whiffing in the draft, not only on tight ends, bringing in two, in my opinion, top 10 tight ends in this league, and Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, young guys, playing them big money, and a flurry of other guys to bring in along the way here to try and compete and get the New England Patriots back in a playoff team. But I think it's going to be hard to do so when you're doing so with Cam Newton. Maybe they address getting somebody in the draft in case Cam Newton does not pay off, but bringing in Linebacker Matthew Judon from the Ravens on a 4-year, $56 million deal is not something we normally see from New England Patriots. Obviously, I mentioned Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry, who both signed with the Patriots, which have a combined 25 red zone targets over the past two seasons, in which the Patriots have thrown three red zone targets to tight ends in the past two seasons. Clearly an upgrade, clearly more weapons for Cam Newton, but what is Cam Newton able to do with these weapons? What is getting some of these opt-outs and all these stuff back mean for the New England Patriots that, in my opinion, aren't even the cream of crop in this division anymore? And we'll see if they can compete with the Buffalo Bills and the up-and-coming rising Miami Dolphins. And who knows what happens with Robert Saleh and the New York Jets. But the New England Patriots are making plenty of moves, in my opinion, because Bill is sweating what just happened this past season. The Bucs, they've been making a lot of let's run it back moves. They've been making a lot of, oh, we're going to run it back and bring all these players back, and that's the moves we're trying to make. And that's a lot of the moves they're trying to do. Gronk back on a 1-year, $10 million deal. Brady coming back, and all these people talking about him coming back on team-friendly deals all the time when I've seen that he's reportedly making $41 million this year. And with all these other guys that they're paying, regardless of how things work out with being able to bring back AB and Gronk and Brady and all these guys, it looks like they're going to lose Leonard Fournette, who was a big part of that playoff run. They're not going to be able to keep all those guys on defense, in my opinion. Ndamukong Suh looking like one who's going to slip away. And in that regard, it's not going to be, oh, we're running it back. And, oh, here we are, we're running it back. No, you're not. You're not running it back. It's going to be a little bit different. You're going to be yet another year older all across the board. And you're going to be coming off a Super Bowl run in which, in my opinion, was a lot of getting hot at the right time, magical type of run, which, okay, can't knock it. It's happened to my team before. But that doesn't mean you're going to run it back the next season. Normally doesn't. So we'll see what happens with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll see how many wins they can accumulate this season with. I think the New Orleans Saints going to be able to still be where they're at with hopefully Jameis Winston being able to perform somewhat adequate for Sean Payton and a perennial team that just had lost Drew Brees to retirement. Who knows how competitive Atlanta and the Panthers will be, but I do think that division will be a little bit tougher for Tom Brady, in which those division games won't be typical AFC East division games that he's used to playing throughout his 20 years in New England. And that's going to matter when you're 43 going on 44, trying to act like you're 25 and putting all these cool, funny videos out there and your number out there for fans to hit you up and tell you you suck. There's going to be time at some point. It's going to come quicker than people think. And in my opinion, it's going to come after this season. I mean, there's not going to be too much more time in which you're going to say, oh, this man's going to be able to win Super Bowls. And I think he got his last one. I'm incredibly amazed he did. All props to him. But there's not going to be any more Tom Brady winning Super Bowls. I saw an interesting move here where Tyrod Taylor signed a 1-year deal worth up to $12.5 million with the Houston Texans this afternoon, in which all signs point to them potentially now moving to Deshaun Watson, which obviously has been the biggest offseason talked about quarterback carousel story we've seen in the NFL in quite a long time, with obviously the not only turmoil, ugly situation between Deshaun Watson and his team and headquarters or whatever you want to call them, agents, and Houston's upper management. But just in general, what we saw, obviously, with the exit of Bill O'Brien, trading of Deshaun Hopkins before that, 1 year ago to the day yesterday, I believe, J.J. Watt moving on, and quite frankly, the Houston Texans in a bit of a Houston is a problem situation. We'll see what happens with Deshaun Watson if he gets moved, where he gets moved to. With obviously, I mentioned rumors swirling around Russell Wilson heading to the Bears and all the controversy that's gone on in Seattle. I don't understand why Russell Wilson would not remain in Seattle. I don't understand why Seattle would trade Russell Wilson for a guy like Mitchell Trubisky, for a guy like Sam Darnold, for a guy like Nick Foles, for a guy like who else you can name, because Russell Wilson, in my opinion, is a cream of the crop type of guy in which you really don't want to trade unless you have to. And has Russell Wilson done some stuff that is probably very frustrating and aggravating? Sure, but is it tradable, in my opinion? No. And if you go and trade a guy like Russell Wilson for some nickels and dimes and a Sprite and some bag of chips in return, it's going to be a mistake. If you're Pete Carroll and you're the Brian Schottenheimer or whatever the GM's name out there in Seattle and you decide to do that, you're probably going to lose your job, as much power as you think you have, pretty quickly, because fans, the owners, are not going to put up with losing, and you're going to lose a lot more games without Russell Wilson. I also saw that Matthew Fitzmagic, yes, Matthew Fitzpatrick, signs a one-year deal, $10 million, with the Washington football team, his ninth team in his 17th season, a career 59-86 and one record. Not have played in a single playoff game in his entire career. His last chance, 2015, with the Jets, 10-6 record, just missing out. Bizarre career by his bizarre man. We all remember his no-look Hail Mary type of prayer throw to no-look and grabbing a face mask versus the Las Vegas Raiders this year, in which the Magic Man can come up with a magic game and probably make your team an 8-8 team. 17 games will give them whatever that is, 8-9. But tell me this man wouldn't be the third or fourth worst QB in every division, and I think that includes the NFC East. To try and think that Ryan Fitzmagic, Fitzpatrick, whatever you want to call him, is better than Daniel Jones, as much as I want to shit on my man Daniel Jones plenty of times, he's not. As much as I want to say that this may be an upgrade from a guy in Alex Smith, who we know obviously had dealt with incredible tragic type injuries in which he barely was able to get back onto the field, let alone keep his leg. Man went 5-1. Man had the team in the playoffs, and with Taylor Heinicke now getting a backup position there, he also performed pretty well in your playoff game. Is Ryan Fitzmagic the guy that's going to scare me as a Giants fan with what I've been seeing out of this Washington football team? No. This is great to see. With Dak getting his long-term deal, incredible to see. With the turmoil I see going on in Philly, can't be happier as a Giants fan. Hopefully we do it a little more coming the next coming days in free agency. We'll definitely keep my eyes peeled on that. Lots of NFL free agency moves, too many to touch on today, so I'll skip and save some of that for another day, and I just needed to touch on this real quick, because last night the Knicks and the Nets played, 117-112 was the final, 115-112 when the situation arose where Scott Foster, a perennial long-term referee, 27 years, I believe, multiple finals games. And here's the thing. I know an NBA referee. I think what they do is incredible. I'm not even throwing any shade on Scott Foster right here. What I'm more throwing shade on is the NBA and the fact that I saw this game, the last 20 seconds of this game in real time, I believe, take 15 minutes. And I was watching the game. It was incredibly long. And the fact that Tom Thibodeau had to use his challenge on what was a horrible call to begin with, originally a jump ball in which he won and the call was reversed. The NBA does not reward you a challenge back if your challenge is successful. And because of that, the Knicks got screwed on a call in which Kyrie Irving clearly touched the ball. The situation in which Julius Randle grabbed it and probably should have let it hit the ground before grabbing it, and it clearly would not have been a whistle, and he probably could have put the ball back up from three, and who knows what happens, but he did. It probably would have been reversed with the capability of challenge, and the NBA should absolutely implement this rule, because if you're going to allow NBA games to take that long at the end, why not get the calls right? And why let the NBA officials have to deal with such ridicule as if they don't do so enough because he wasn't able to see because he's standing behind the play, and clearly you got to see on slow-mo the fact that that ball was slightly touched by Kyrie Irving before Julius Randle goes to put up a shot. Why would the Knicks not be able to challenge after just successfully winning a challenge prior, 30 seconds prior, real time, basically? And the Knicks ultimately lose that game. Tough fought game. Emmanuel Quickley's first start after just plugging him the other day. Nets have now won 13 and 1 of their last 14 games. Obviously on a tear. And Emmanuel Quickley had a decent debut in his first start. Hopefully he can continue to do so for the Knicks, who are still looking to stay in playoff consideration. Tough one last night. Botched by, in my opinion, a needed-to-be-addressed rule by the NBA. There's some NBA on tonight. TNT, as I mentioned, Jazz Celtics right now on TNT. Jazz currently shooting a free throw to not the game at 51 with 1:11 before halftime. So I'm currently looking to cooling off the pod here and tuning into some NBA action before hitting the bed. Here's the deal. Before I get out of here, need to shout out my guy Zay, Steve Landell this past week, Zay Miles today, Shayna, who I sent a package to, hopefully I'll get on the pod here again soon, all the people supporting the podcast, and really all the people that have been reaching out and sending some positive vibes, some good love to me along the way, while really getting into a new era of the podcast, just trying to get more people on here, spreading the conversations more, really grow it as much as possible. Doing a bracket challenge through the podcast, got some stickers, just trying to spread as much of the word as possible, and all the feedback and love from people that I either haven't talked to in years, haven't talked to in a few weeks, or haven't talked to yesterday. It means the world to me, man. It really does, because in reality, it's been extremely tough. I mean, I'd be lying if I sat here and said it hasn't. And anybody that knows me, I mean, it's not hard to know why. I mean, I've said it many a times on the podcast, but like realistically, it's been tough, because not only was my mom my best friend and the closest person to me, celebrating woman in the month of March, most inspirational, hardworking, just in general, nicest person I know. I mean, there's just so many things that I think about on a daily basis, that people have said to me at her services. It's just so hard. And then there's my grandpa, who I was extremely close to, and he did so much for me, feeding me, taking care of me, my dog, my grandma, who I got to call and talk to, and just somebody that cared and wanted to talk to me every day, that I really don't have anybody like that. And the only other person that was that was my neighbor. And unfortunately, my neighbor's husband, who was also one of my best friends, passed away as well back in October. And when you pile all that up in together with what I saw happening to my guy Zay, what I see plenty of people across this country dealing with on a daily basis still, with this pandemic, with COVID, still impacting sports, and anywhere you go, with signs up, wearing a mask, social distancing, and as my guy Zay said, down in the South, North Carolina area, not having to wear a mask, no mandation down there. It's all about where you're at. It's all about what you believe. And for me, I've just been trying to believe more in myself. I've been trying to believe more in what I'm doing, my passion for not only having my podcast, but for talking sports, for being able to link up with old friends and acquaintances, roommates, and have some conversations, old teammates and athletes, friends, family. It's it's really meant a lot to think about where it's at. And as I sit here and think about all the support and everything that I've gone through, the fact that realistically my mom's, my grandpa and my grandma technically have never heard my podcast, it eats at me every day. But at the same time, I thrive and drive to continue to live on for them. And I don't think there's not a single day that they wouldn't be proud of what I'm doing, not only with my podcast, but continuing on in the golf business and life in general, the best I only know how and can. And that's all I can do, man. That's really all I can do. And realistically, when you're feeling like that, when you're alone, because a lot of the time you're alone, all the support and feedback and joining the conversation that I get for the podcast is really something that I didn't think I would always have, get. And like I mention all the time, it means more to me than anyone will ever know. That's all I have for the airwaves today. Appreciate all listening as always. As always, still have no shame what I had to say. Just a man with a nickname. Till next time, everybody, peace and love. Stay safe out there. Shout out to the sports being crazy. NFL offseason, NBA, March Madness a few days away. And my guy Zay coming through for the first time on the podcast. Much love to him. Much love to everybody supporting the podcast. We'll see you next time here on the Seggy Station.